Forward to Buff, a Collie, and Other Stories. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Ellen Preckel. Buff, a Collie, and Other Dog Stories by Albert Payson Terhune. Forward. A swirl of gold and white and gray and black, rackety, vibrant, glad with life's hot zest. Sunnybank Collies, gaily surging pack. These are my chums, the chums that love me best. Not chums alone, but courtiers, zealots too. Clean white of soul, too wise for fraud or sham, yet senseless in their worship ever new. These are the friendly folk whose god I am. A blatant, foolish, stumbling, purblind god. A pinchbeck idol, clogged with feet of clay. Yet, eager at my lightest word or nod, they crave but leave to follow and obey. We humans are so slow to understand, swift in our wrath, deaf to the justice plea, meeting out punishment with lavish hand. What but a dog would serve such gods as we? Heaven gave them souls, I'm sure, but dulled the brain, lest they should sadden at so brief a span of heedless, honest life as they sustain, or doubt the godhead of their master, man. Today a pup, tomorrow at life's prime, then old and fragile, dead at 14 years, at best a meagre little inch of time. Oblivion, then, sans mourners, memories, tears. Service that asks no price, forgiveness free, for injury or for injustice hard. Staunch friendship, wanting neither thanks nor fee, save privilege to worship and to guard. That is their creed. They know no shrewder way to travel through their hour of lifetime here. Would man but deign to serve his God as they? Millennium must dawn within the year. End of foreword.
Section 1 of Buff, a Collie, and Other Dog Stories. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Lynn Thompson. Buff, a Collie, and Other Dog Stories by Albert Payson Terhune. Buff, a Collie, The Fighting Strain, Part 1. She was a mixture of the unmixable. Not one expert in 80 could have guessed at her breed or breeds. Her coat was like a chow's, except that it was black and white and tan, as is no chow's between here and the Chinese wall. Her deep chest...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?